Firstly, from a constitutional point of view, we had said that the Kenyan constitution does not allow the situation that is there. The point is that the constitution of Kenya allows us to send a military as part of peacekeeping forces, but does not allow the police to be involved in such an engagement unless there is a bilateral treaty. We do not have a bilateral treaty with Haiti, and the reason why the Haiti prime minister had come is to correct that legal and constitutional lacuna that was existing. So even before the fact that he's out of office, there was no constitutional or legal foundation for sending our policemen to Haiti. But secondly, now that there is no government in Haiti, again, the expectation had been that once we have signed our agreement, that we would now enter into a treaty, because the law and the constitution requires there to be a treaty. What we had was an understanding, but we had not gone through the treaty-making process. So even as we stand now, regardless of the agreement, we still have no constitutional or legal foundation for this mission.
Legal aspects aside, there are those who have argued, even if there had been one, it would be a big task for the Kenyan troops, given that they don't speak the language, they don't know the area, and now that there's no government in place, that should be not very safe for them. Do you agree to that assertion?
First, we have two problems. One is political, because we view the action by the president to say that he will send a Kenyan police to Haiti to keep law and order as hypocritical. We see it like a laugh in our face because we are undergoing very serious insecurity incidences in the country, in the north, where there is a perpetual state of disorder with people being killed by bandits. So firstly, we find it very hypocritical that we could be talking about going to assist another country. But secondly, we also find it very ignorant, because the true position in Haiti is that no country wants to send their troops there. America itself does not want to send its troops there. So we do not know why Kenyan policemen are being sent. We feel as if we are being used as cannon fodder for an engagement that is not in our national interest.
So in a word or two, the mission may have flopped now.
We think it has flopped, but we, knowing our government, we believe that they will continue to look for any means to get this done, largely because there is a question of some 14 billion shillings that we were promised. And we having a regime that we regard to have a very high appetite for money. So we expect that they are going to still continue to look for a way to do this so that they can get the money.